Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk Sundays, the podcast where Russian roulette meets, Google it, where we provide a safe place to talk to people from all walks of life about really whatever the fuck we want, because
some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
Say what you just. My name is Amanda.
I'm Val.
And this is my hostess with the mostess, Valor Shmi. I am so happy to be back.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Subscribe.
You're supposed to make that more fun. But we got a lot to get
Yeah,
get
we have
into.
A lot going on.
Business. But no, guys, follow us, share us, do all the things, you know, because we're fun.
It literally says plug socials.
I know. God, fuck. If you don't write it down, it's not going to work. But no, we're happy to have you guys back. And in this episode, we are going to step outside our comfort zone a little bit. We're going to talk about real talk, shocker, but also shocker, for Real Talk Sundays and basically our year in review for 2024, what the fuck we're looking for in 2025, what we're going to manifest. And then get your floaties because we're going to dive head on into some feminism and whatever the fuck that mean. So we're going to talk about it. And then at the end of it, let's join in on a really great fucking song of the week. It's quite the lady banger. And speaking of lady bangers, my threesome went well.
Yes.
Thanks so much for asking. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but we'll put a pin in it. But I would say three words that described it were drawn out, safe, quaint.
Quaint.
Yeah, put a pin in that. We're having their asses on this podcast. Absolutely.
What's the definition of quaint?
Oh, in my mind, I thought of it to be like a delicate, nice.
Delicate, okay.
Very.
Not wild.
No.
Fuck me so hard kind of a thing. Okay.
Quaint. Quaint. That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love
so,
that.
Very.
I don't think anyone expected those to be the three words.
Me neither. Yeah. I remember when I got in the car too, I'm fucking panda fans. I was like, interesting.
Like you were happy about it, but it wasn't. Yeah.
I was like, all right. Not everything's got to be some crazy fucking shit, right? It was really great.
That's true. Yeah. But it's because you had thoughts about it. Your
expectations.
Yeah. And you didn't know.
Yeah. I don't know how they're coming in hot.
Are they
going to
take me home?
So, yeah, it was quaint. It was nice. But yeah, let's dive in to our first segment. This is RTS Wrapped. And I want to go back to 2024, this last year, and just talk about the shit we liked, the shit we didn't like, and then what we're going to bring into this 2025 year. And I literally had to go back through my pictures and be like, what the fuck? When did it start? What do we do? Our first episode of this year was She's Fucking Russian. Doing it in Brock's studio.
Oh my God. Yeah. For real?
Then later in January, we kicked off with fitness. Fitness dick in your mouth.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was, oh man.
And
this
then
year
Vegas,
has,
yeah.
This
Vegas
year
Champs
has
trade
flown
show.
By. Yes, that was February. I do know that.
And
that
then,
was fun.
Yeah. And then we had Boise Music Festival. We interviewed Ted. We had.
We didn't go to Boise Music Festival. Tree Fort.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
That was like March, April.
Yeah.
Drag Fort. Did all that. Yeah.
Yeah, that
those
did
guys.
Pop up.
And that,
okay.
That was so fucking fun. Went back to Vegas for your bachelorette, which wasn't like an RTS thing, but fuck it.
But like, we wanted it to be, but.
Yeah, my birthday chat. Then we interviewed Challenger, which didn't air, but we're working on it.
We promised Ted it will air.
If you're listening, I'm sorry. But also, I'll do it. I'll make you proud. thanks, Dad. And then we kind of cruised right. We fucking, when we did go, we interviewed your friend, when we went to Vegas
AJ.
The first time, interviewed fucking AJ.
That
He's
was
doing
February.
Great.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
So talking about what we want to do, we want to be like AJ. Pretty much.
We want to be like AJ and his partner in crime because she is also.
Oh, she's doing
bad.
So good. Yeah.
Not only with that, but like she puts a lot of the floats on the business and things like that too. Like she's a boss ass bitch. They're a great partnership. I want
30% of 30%,
that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Not 100.
That guy 120% the fucking, it's a lot. I'm like, oof, rest.
Yeah.
But going there. And then we rounded out the year and then we took the foot off the gas because we had your wedding. We had a bunch of fucking shit popping off. After that, my life kind of took a little.
Well, that was 2 weeks before the wedding when your life took a little woohoo, and then we made it through the wedding, And then it kind of all hit for you.
And we'll have a Real Talk Sunday too about that shit. Cause like, I think, you know, I could talk about it.
That is real talk.
It's real fucking talk. I think a lot of people can relate. Just shit.
But it's uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable. For you. Which is the goal for 2025. It's a little more uncomfortable. And but yeah, so just looking back, like, what a fucking year we had.
It went way too fast, honestly. So much fun. We honestly have the most fun. That's what people are probably jealous of.
They're so jealous.
Yeah. I think they are, though. Fun. We're always doing something. Mm. People are jealous of that. If you're, you know, the problem is we don't post about it.
Yeah, dude. We don't post half the shit.
We just do it. And that's
I don't post half the shit.
Yeah.
I catch myself. I feel bad about it. But then at the same time, I'm like, damn, I'm always the bitch who's present. Like, I'm always in
Same. Like, I'm not recording anything.
Or... I need people who are like that to be like, hey, can you send me that?
Yeah.
Because we're really like kids' birthday, too. I was like, oh, shit. Thank God Brandon's always doing that shit, or my parents, because I'm never.
Your mom was always like. Corinda was recording.
Everyone
everything.
Was. There was like four angles. I was just like, I'm fucking doing presents. I'm fucking making sure the napkins are shit. Fuck. But yeah, what a great year. What are some of the things that you absolutely like love,
like podcast or what?
Specific RTS, specific to RTS.
I mean, I really liked the travel to Vegas. I mean, but that time was good because we did podcast the whole time, basically, you know, and interviewing AJ. I said that, I think that was really cool connection that we did.
And also it was the first time we saw a setup that we were like, oh, we're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely kind of slapped us in the face a little bit, like, wait,
what are you doing?
Wait, what? You can flip the cameras as you're going? What do you mean? Like, you know.
Damn it.
So I'd say that was one of my favorite things that we did.
I fucking like that.
Yeah.
I just liked that this is very similar to volleyball for me, to where, like, really, you know, once we're in the hot seat, it's so much fucking fun. And I just love having fun with you and my best friend, making you laugh and make myself laugh. And I think that's always been something like having fun with you, building something with you.
Oh, you're so sentimental. I'm like, when I went and met AJ again,
reconnected.
Yeah.
Well, I love you. And it was great finding my voice in more than one way, and like figuring out what I do enjoy, what I don't enjoy doing, and kind of going on this voice, you know, work side of things.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And really having that in my back pocket to make a couple quick bucks here and there when I need it. So I really like that. And all I learned a fuck ton. I learned a little bit about everything. So now the quality control aspect of this, I have the eye and the ear for it.
Right.
So it's really nice. Yeah.
I'd say another... stuff that like was exciting was when we decided to come back and do the podcast. Cause let's do a real talk. You wanted to not do it anymore.
I don't want to do it anymore.
And then I talked you into it. And then we found this.
Well, you were like, well, why? And I was like, this reason. You know, it's like, I don't like editing it anymore. It's so much of a, you know, and like real talk, like our producer was doing exactly what I was doing, not producing. And I was not producing, quite frankly. Like, to spend so many hours because you don't have the learning acumen, but you have the software is so maddening. And to get done, then you publish it and everyone's like, the audio is shitty. Like, oh, the fucking videos didn't match. And you're just like, fuck. Okay, better next time. And it's just like, I procrastinated it so much because I didn't enjoy it. And it was zapping the fun out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were like, okay, then we'll outsource the editing. And I was like, we've tried that. This is why it didn't work. But we'd never gone with a formal studio. We didn't know shit like this existed, the turnkey. So you were like, solution there. And I was like, I got this problem over here. You're like, all right, solution there. I'm like, oh, taxes and the fucking way the business is structured. All right, I'll take it. And I was like, okay.
But I think it comes down to, and I'm not saying bash Amanda on didn't want to do this, but I think sometimes it comes off as that because you are the talent.
Yeah.
And you are, but you are, this is what I tell people, you are the talent. You are what makes it go. If you're not in, then it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's just reality.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do whatever it takes for that. If that means we have to pay money out, well, if we're on board, then let's do it. Like, and we need to pay the credit card here soon. Don't forget. Right.
And we've been paying money.
We got a credit card. And that's first.
Charge it. Do you want to put this on the credit card?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I do.
But no, like just thinking of, okay, we probably could have got a credit card 6 months ago and made some other moves. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that's a regret. I'm just saying we were scared to like what that fear doing. Base yeah. of like, okay, what direction are we going? Yeah. You know,
it's like I felt all in, but I was putting the wrong emphasis on yeah. the wrong syllable, and it mm-hmm. zaps your creative energy for content. Like I didn't want to create anything because my brain was so fried of fucking shit. Every time I'd open a creative space, it would be that like, you still have to edit 2 fucking videos. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, shit, and then cut those up. Fuck.
Hey, you know what? Did you discovered? Mm-hmm. You don't want to be an editor.
I don't want to be a video. That's why I'm like producers.
Yes. Yeah, that's.
Hell that's yeah.
Real.
Hell
no, yeah. I wouldn't want to do that either.
Pay your team. Like, yeah. get it done. That's the thing, too, is I used to be on the receiving end of that as well, where I'd be like, fucking, this is something we can't do, mm-hmm. so people pay me because I do it better. And so I'm happy to do that for you because I'm good at it, and I do enjoy doing it, and it's my work. Yeah, so that was really great. No, I loved it. I was like, I fucking loved. So,
yeah, what was your, besides finding your voice,
when I put, I also too, like, actually, yeah, finding the studio. Fucking, yeah. And then ultimately, like, the amount of gratitude we got to have. And really, this turned from something that was daunting. And it's really transformed into something where I'm like, okay, I can, okay, this there's purpose. I'm supposed to stay in it. Like, I got to give this a year. And the opportunity to do that. And I feel like this, I don't know why I'm, like, waiting for the new year. I'm not waiting for the new year, but it's a great time to be like, okay. Let's go. Mm-hmm. We got 1 year where I'm going to give this all everything I got.
Okay.
And see what fucking puts out. And that's the thing, too, is like, I don't give practically anything, everything I got. Really important shit I do.
I don't think you need to give it 100%. That's you just thing. Need to give it about 50%.
I think I've written that in my fucking yeah. moon journal where I'm like, honestly, bitch, just try at this point.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not even trying. And it's like, if I can, reminds me of sports where like my coaches would be like, focus. Mm-hmm. You have so much fucking talent, but just focus. Stop fucking
that's
around.
That's pretty real. That's pretty accurate that's of what whole, we're dealing with here.
My whole fucking sports yeah. career. Insane athlete. But oh my God. Like, oh my God. Yeah. And then when I would harness it for a game or a fucking shit.
They'd be like,
it.
That's it. Yeah, do her. That next week. Oh,
consistency.
No.
Yeah. What is that? Like, mm-hmm. you know, so I think that's a big one. But yeah, anything else on you that we loved? And the people we got to meet was dope. We met some cool dudes.
That's true.
We met some cool
we're
people.
Just out there and people just hand us shit just, and we don't follow through. And sure, that's yeah. that's my negative. That's my negative.
Let's dive into
let's
that.
Let's turn the negative. Is
this my negative list? No, I'm just kidding.
No, but seriously, it's like we have had people just go, here you go. You want to do you. This? Do you want to be in this music video? And we're like, no.
Tomorrow, no. we're busy. Thank you so much. Though. Thank
on a
you.
Sunday? No, I don't. I'm
so tired.
We were so tired. We were but, so I'm just saying, like, the that's yeah, what's annoying,
fucking,
and we're both guilty of it. Yeah.
I'm it's not hungry, not, thanks.
No, but it's like, we had these opportunities, and we just, like, let them yeah, drop.
Missed
and
opportunities.
I think people would be like, you dummies.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know?
And only we really know, so we're like, oh.
Yeah. We don't tell people yeah. those things.
But it's also to, like, to have so much to leverage mm-hmm. to win is nice to have. And this strengths to leverage for sure. And this whole like better to be prepared and not have an opportunity than have an opportunity and not be prepared. Mm-hmm. I got handed that so many times last year where I was like, ooh, this is embarrassing. Where I'm like, let's have some dignity in our work, yeah. Amanda. Like, and then that led to I'm embarrassed for my podcast because it's not the content that I want. It's mm-hmm. not consistent. It's all these like this reflection of my insecurity rather than a representation of my strengths.
Yeah.
Fucking clock it. Like it just felt like such a, and then when I would talk to people I care about it who are listening and they would have their feedback and it would feel, I'm like, yeah, I know. Fuck, what am I doing? So I think that's been a big reflection too on this. And that's, you know, I think the taking the good with the bad, but that was another one was just being embarrassed. I didn't like that feeling. I didn't like it by my own hand, right? And knowing that this wasn't the best representation of my work and what I yeah. can share and what I can do. And it had me leaning, being like, fuck, what are we about? Are we about female right. empowerment? Are we about authentic but communication?
But for me, that's what your issue is it's all in your head. And then you hear something from somebody that you value their opinion. That's yep. cool.
And it validates that.
Right. But I'm saying that you take that and you go way too far with it because it's all in your head of like, oh, that wasn't a good topic. That wasn't that. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be one thing.
Yeah.
That's what I think has to be like understood.
That's what I think I love about us is it's yeah. a hybrid. We're a yeah. hybrid fucking approach.
It doesn't have to be one thing. We can be about the feminist movement. We could also be like, oh, but we also want to talk about
the drones that are going around in fucking New Jersey, right? Like, do you get what I'm saying? Or, oh, you want to talk about how people can't get abortions anymore? Cool. Like, whatever. That doesn't have to be doesn't have to be this movement that we're doing. Yeah. But recycling, that's not feminist stuff. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it has to have a.
Yeah.
But I think, like, in your head, that. you want it to mm-hmm. be. Oh, we are a feminist movement, or we are this. We are this.
I want to stand for shit that I stand for.
Right, yeah. But it doesn't have to be one. Right.
Yeah, this. Oh, for sure.
And so
for sure. And I like that it suits my ADD in that way mm-hmm. as well, towards, like, I do care about so many different things. So yeah. Just be like, oh, we are for the women, you know, all for that. Yes. Yeah. You know, oh, anti-consumerism. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, like, all these other things that are very, you know, very much outspoken. But also, like, I love to talk about fucking brain rot. Like, mm-hmm. I love to geek with you. I love to talk about Sex in the yeah. City. Like, we like to do that as well. Right.
Well, that's just and being a just, person.
It's just having so much fun. But it's like, what am I putting out into the ether? What, you know, what do I want? Because this is going to follow me, and this is going to be something where I need to reflect on. And even, you know, having those women in my life who are like, you're saying a lot of, like, sleazy shit out there. Yeah, bitch, that's my, I'm fucking fourth wave movement, feminine empowerment, like, fucking right, power to the pussy, right. baby. Yes.
But that's our best selling shit. Me, but also, that's our best stuff.
That's like, me off the mic, bitch.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That is authentic.
Yeah.
You talking about your sexapades is it.
That's it.
Because when you were sending me your ideas, I was like, so are we not talking about sexapades then? Because if you want to be all serious, then we're not.
No,
I'm just,
yeah.
I'm and just that's talking. Like
a version of.
Right. But I'm just saying, you can't, you know,
yeah.
you got to have it all. You yeah. you want to have your cake and eat it too? We can.
Oh my God. But, this is the only place I can have my cake and eat it too.
There you go.
Damn.
Do you get what I'm saying, though? That's what I'm trying to.
Yeah.
This is what I'm here for.
So excited. I think another thing I really didn't like about our fucking Real Talk Sundays is that when I went to go to TikTok and I was looking at how people found us,
yeah.
basically how we got our followers or how we got our views, bitch, the search inquiries and what they said.
What do you mean?
It really hurt my feelings.
What did it? What? Okay. What are you talking about?
So I don't even search inquiries that led to people finding us on TikTok. Uh-huh. The number one was this one. I don't even know. Kimmy Nunu fan page. So I went to Kimmy Nunu fan page, and it was the first couple one were this videos of Eugenia Cooney. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay. So she's an influencer, and she's like known for her anorexia. Like, she's very, very skinny, very, and she's okay. partnered with, like, Jeffy Star. There's a weird drama there, but not drama, but friendship. Anyways, that's what she's known as. Okay. The next top search result was obesity. The third, fat people. The fourth, plus size. And the fifth, being fat. Bitch, I died.
I didn't know that little.
Yeah, bro.
I don't even care. They fuck. We went viral. Who gives a
bitch,
fuck?
We went,
see,
we
that's where I'm at. I don't even care. That's
no,
what
it's so funny. Like, oh my God.
So it went from an anorexia to fat. Which, people.
Well, like, the Kimmy Nunu fan yeah. page had a bunch of random ass shit. It was okay. It was a hashtag at best. It was so random. There was random ass fucking videos plugged in that hashtag.
Gotcha, because it's a fan page.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, what the fuck? I don't even know who Kimmy Nunu is. Oh fuck, man. It was really good. But it is nice to know the statistic that every time we post, like, out of all of our videos, 3.15% of the time we post, we go viral. So that's pretty great.
Like, I love that statistic.
Yeah. So we should just, you know, the math should. I hate to shit on myself, but another should.
Hate to use a stat and a fact right there for you, but yeah.
Yep. Mm. So, yeah, if we basically just post once a day, we'll become wealthy. And so I'm just gonna do that.
Yeah, because remember you didn't like what I posted, and then it had over 1300 views. Yeah. And I was like, bitch.
Well, I was just like, done's better than fucking perfect. Dude, yeah, that's what, you know. And that's the thing too, is reading and hearing a lot too about the success of female entrepreneurs in general, but female entrepreneurs in particular. I stumbled upon this video, this woman who's like, I work with these mm-hmm. women. I help them, and specifically in the tech companies. And she was like, the number one indicator on whether a CEO is going to make it or not, a female CEO, is her decision-making capabilities. Mm. Go. And you are go. I am process. You are go. And so it's like the marriage of the two. And so it's trying to figure out, the syllable. good as good enough, it got fucking out. Mm-hmm. Nothing would have gone out because I'm like, ah, it's not good enough.
Yeah.
I look like
so how are you going to get past that is the question for 2025. How are you going to get past that in 2025? Because it's not a bad thing. It's a, come on.
I feel like
don't worry
something
about...
I should talk about it with my therapist.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's a great answer. Fuck, love that. Know. That's a great answer. Okay.
How are we going to combat that?
Yeah.
And not get annoyed with your accountability. Because, like, I need it. But it drives me loco-moco.
I know.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I'm so fickle.
And again, not to... I have negatives also. Like, I don't know how to do anything. Mm. But I can do an Instagram post.
That's the thing. You know how to do that. Uh-huh. And you fucking hit go.
I had to teach my... Remember, I didn't even know how to... I didn't know how to do an Instagram post.
You did
what
not.
Was that? When was
you
that?
You even chopped up the video, took the fucking cut, went in there, did all the things. Like, I was so proud of you. I was like, thank God. Because fuck, dude. I was like, okay, Dad, open up the browser. No, the browser. The browser.
But what's funny is you do everything on your phone, and I was like, right away, I went on the laptop because I just like to
get
see
on the Instagram
because that's
on the
how
laptops.
I can make sure that's what I'm doing. But my work laptop wouldn't let me go on Instagram, and I was like, I need that Mac back, okay? Because it wouldn't let me. It said, sorry.
Oh fuck, I was gonna bring it.
Oh, it's like, sorry, you can't
sorry,
do that.
Parameters.
But then Amanda's like always on her phone making videos.
It's a little mini
shit.
Computer. That's why I bought it. It's fucking $2,000 ever. It's got a stylus.
I know.
But yeah, I think as far as like what we're manifesting in 2025 for Real Talk Sunday is definitely for that, for me to work through my executive dysfunction. And
you're going to post daily.
Yeah, that's
our
my
deal.
Goal.
And now I'm going to do more research is our goals for 2025. And I did for today.
Yay. That makes me so happy.
Yes. It's all in here, though.
Yeah. Oh, good. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. But yeah, and I think too, we go back and forth on this via text message, and it's just like, I want to, when people hear Real Talk Sundays, they think, yeah, and what we preach to on our intro is like authentic communication with everyone we fucking meet, all walks of life, like community or otherwise, about fucking anything, because I consider myself a very non-judgmental, open individual.
Ugh, you're
and
so
you are
non-judgy.
A very grounded, loyal, like very objective. And so it's a really nice, and we balance each other, and we have not played on our polars either. Mm-hmm. The things we disagree about and the things we agree about. We haven't gotten uncomfortable on here. We haven't talked about that. And I kept verbalizing it to people, and I'm like, it needs to be more real talk. It needs to be like what we have off mic, but still authentic. And so if you say it enough, fucking do it. I was getting sick of myself. I was like, man, you're fucking annoying. Every time you say it, we know. Change it then. So that was another thing, too. I was like, I want to get uncomfortable with you. I want to have people listen to how we hit heads a little bit.
It
doesn't
have to be
often.
Like if for some odd reason I voted for Trump and you obviously didn't and we like...
Yeah.
Battled that out, but that didn't happen. So
let's talk
but
about
I'm
it.
But I'm just saying, like,
you didn't vote, which is still a conversation.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that would be really cool to show people, hey, I still, you know, still a semi good person. You know what I mean? Like,
still all right.
Yeah, like, kind of something like, I get what you're saying, something like that.
But
so finding a different topic like that. But it takes a lot for me to become uncomfortable. I become uncomfortable more of if I was called out for not being a good friend, I think would hurt my feelings more than you asking me my
loyalty.
Yeah, something like that would make me uncomfortable compared to talking about these topics won't make me uncomfortable, if that makes sense.
It
but
does.
Not uncomfortable to where I couldn't talk. Yeah.
And that's the thing, too, is both about us, we do align in the fact that our personalities and who the fuck we is not tied to, like, what we believe in, our ideologies, what we follow, and what the trend is.
Right.
That's another thing, too, is, like, I didn't want to stay too trendy because, like, I'm fucking good with all the trends. Like, my brain hurts because of how much, like, I'm like, oh, my God, everything is up, it's down, it's left, it's right, it's good, it's bad, it's not good, it's not bad. And so I don't like to be trendy and talk about all the shit that's popping off because it's enough. And when people tune in, you want to tune out, and I want that balance. But I got to put shit out that's educational and still fun, and I know how to do that. But I think that's the thing, too, is just getting balanced, getting uncomfortable, having so many more laughs, doing more gratitude with you. And then, quite frankly, wealth and abundance.
Yeah. And to hit on the educational and then getting out, like having fun, the problem is, too, is when you get feedback from people that are actually our avid listeners.
Yes.
And they specifically say, I want to listen to your podcast to check out of what's going on in the world. So that's what always keeps in my head to where I want to do that stuff too. But then when you hear that from our loyal ass listeners saying, yes, I like to see that here and there, but I want to check out of what's going on bad in the world. So it's like, so I get both sides.
Yeah. And that's a big part about this too, is like, we want more interaction. So it's like, if we want that, we need to grab it. We need to, you know, receive that. And it's like, I receive that. So how can we put, how can we shuffle it? And so, yeah, I think that's a good thing too. We're pretty good at feedback.
Yeah, as long totally.
As it doesn't hurt our feelings.
Yeah. And we've had feedback of people have opposite opinions of us, which I super like.
Hell too. Yeah.
But again, that's the point, right? Mm-hmm. It started a conversation of I'm getting these text messages and I'm like, whoa. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks. This thank you matters. For saying that, you know what I mean?
It so it matters. Thanks for the view. Thanks for the listen. Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, totally.
Like, even the haters, thanks for the view.
Thank you. We're just so nice and flexible and
we're so flexy. We're so sexy. We're so go with the flow, but still, like, when the flow starts, 6:30, you know, it's a great, great balance. It truly is. We're a great balance.
How can I reach my cup?
Yeah, I want to make you stretch, girl.
There we go.
But yeah, so Power to the Women, Wealth and Abundance, RTS 2025, Staying Alive, let's go. Looking forward to it, you know, and a part of me is just like, I really got to dig into that gratitude to keep my headspace safe, because there's a lot to trip out about right now. There's a lot to worry about, and I catch myself up on it, both with my personal shit, my life, and then like just what's out beyond my control.
What about the drones in New Jersey?
Bro, don't even get me started. I know more about you than these drones. I don't even want to start. We have feminism to talk about, okay? Put a pin in those goddamn drones.
Why be worried about those drones?
Be worried about the drones. Like, well, the drones and the...
So it kept popping up on my feed and I kept going, I sent it to you. And I was like, what's going on with this? And I looked at Kayla and I go, for real, we got to have some shit like this going on. We just bought a new house. That's what I said. I was like... Look cool. it. We literally just bought our dream home and now there's fucking drones
and there's
going around.
Intergalactic fucking aliens and shit. What about me?
Yeah. That's literally what I said.
Bro, if shit pops off, I'll be so bummed for you, dude. That's crazy. That would be so shitty.
Like, they
fucking
just burn
power
my
grid
house
goes
down,
down and you're just in this $500,000 beautiful home. Like, does the power's not on?
Literally, nope. Isn't that so? That's okay. And I also wanted to announce something, because everyone that listens thinks I don't care about the world. I care about these drones. And I also know not to believe everything you see. Okay. This isn't fucking Santa Claus and shit. Okay. And then secondly, I just want to let you know, I donated to Kids in Need at Fred Meyer, $25. So I do care about the world.
You really do.
So I just wanted everyone to know that, because I come off as I don't care about that.
It starts in your backyard.
I was like, oh my God, I have to tell Amanda. I didn't tell anyone else. I was like, Kayla, I have to tell Amanda that I donated. It's
big on the Felicity. Like, bro, that is. Because I didn't. So fucking kudos on you. That's big. Them kids.
It was like the news was there, so yeah. I figured it was probably legitimate.
I hope to God.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
better give that money to them kids.
I don't know. I figured the cops were there too. The cops were there.
So them kids definitely not getting that money then.
I don't know. That's why I just felt like maybe it is. I don't know.
Good for you though. That's one thing I like about you, Val. You're so philanthropic.
I'm really not.
2025 goal for Val.
I don't not care about like kids that need some stuff.
You, it's our questions for friends before we move on to feminism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So join us for this wonderful segment about how well do you know your best friend? And the terrible part is, it's not that I don't know you, Val. It's that I got a terrible memory. So I think
it's because you don't listen.
It's because you don't listen with your terrible ass memory. So we're just going to go bounce a few questions back and forth to really prove our loyalty to one another and how much we love each other, because we're great friends. But I say, you basically ask the question and then you're going to answer it. After I write down the answer, we'll show and then we'll reverse.
Okay.
First question for me to you or you to me?
I'll go first.
Okay.
If I died, what would you want of mine?
Ooh.
This is something from my trash. Just kidding.
God damn it.
And I have to guess too?
So, no, you put down the real answer, like what your answer is, and then I'm going to answer what I think your answer is.
Or, you know, vice versa, whatever the fuck.
So I'm writing, okay, I'm writing what I think you're going to say yes. that you're going to want of mine.
Yes.
Okay. This is kind of hard.
Yeah, especially because I'm not that good of a speller. Is that how we spell it? I don't know. And this is my
this board. Is really hard. I don't know what you would want out of my life.
Okay, are we ready? All of
this
your trash.
This is kind of funny. Kay. Okay. I don't think this is what you wrote, answer. But okay, you go first.
Your clothes.
Oh, I didn't even think of that, but I'm too fat for you now.
No, I like baggy, no, off the shoulder.
Oh, do you like fucking baggy,
I
bitch?
I would cut them up and make it into a fit, some shit. I'd be like, yeah, it's my best friend. She died. Everywhere I went, it's my best friend. She died. We still love her, though. She's my follower, my locket.
You're okay, close. Okay, I wrote my wife, my food.
Food. Yeah, I was thinking about, I was like, the stuff in your fridge.
See? So I was right. The close. Wife one was the wife one was a joke, but see, I put food, so really I was almost right. I love that.
Gryffindor.
Because you thought of it in your head. See, I'm not crazy.
But Kayla still gotta eat. Girl, what's the girl gonna eat? Okay.
Top ramen. She'll be fine.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I think this one. My next vacation, like, where would I go if I had any choice on a vacation? Where would I go?
Easy. Fucking easy. This better, we will be arguing because you have been talking about this for X amount of time. It's not a sentence.
You don't know that.
One place. Okay. I'm first.
Yeah, you're first.
Greece.
Anywhere tropical, like Mexico.
You've been talking about Greece.
Honestly,
for fucking...
either. And that's the thing, too, is like it may not be tropical, but the fucking Greek islands and shit like that on the right spring day.
The
like,
fact
okay,
that
okay.
you didn't write Greece, you've been like, I've been trying to go to Greece.
I had a bail on Greece, too, for fucking last year. It was with my mom. Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, did right. you?
Half point.
Did you?
Greece or anywhere tropical.
I have 2 half points that equals one.
You are so good at this game. Okay, your turn.
So annoying. I knew this is how this is gonna be. I fucking knew
she
it.
She prepared.
Hang on.
Hanging.
Ooh, this is a good one. If I became president, what do you think I would do first?
Oh. Ooh, if you were president, what would you do first?
I gotta think.
World peace.
This is kind of funny.
Okay, ready?
Because I'm not thinking of real policies.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, this is a literal. Ready?
Okay, go.
Fix healthcare. I feel like you would fix the healthcare system.
Ooh. I'm going to.
No, what did you put
people
down?
With disabilities. Yes, yeah. I would. That is yep, true. You. This is a off. This is a. I'm going for the funny route. Okay. But yes, if I became president, this is my campaign.
For office.
I would fix the money for Medicaid and people with disabilities.
Healthcare.
Okay.
Some sort of universal healthcare.
Mental shit. Health and yeah. disabilities. Okay, yeah. Ready? Save all the dogs that are murdered.
All the available housing for the homeless people will now be allocated to animals because fuck all y'all don't use it anyways. And the dogs do. So they'll appreciate a home to live in. Fucking Americans. They're your dogs anyways. And everybody in the House and Senate would be like, pass, pass, pass.
Or I would just buy a piece of land that I'm allowed to buy mm-hmm. and save all the dogs too.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would take care of them for me.
Ooh.
Obviously. I'll go visit them, little puppies.
It'd be all of your volunteer work. It'd just yeah. be with you and puppies. Vote Val. Because puppies matter. Real puppies matter.
Oh, shit.
Okay. What drives me fucking crazy. Fucking so I feel like I got a lot of ticks. Oh, you already know. Okay. What drives me fucking crazy? I was like, oh my God, today, this week, what drives me fucking crazy? How do I spell this? We'll do this. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Hang on, wait.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I'm doing three because I just don't know with you.
I know. Fuck, yeah. Watch them this night. Okay. Yeah, okay, what's yours? What is it? Which drives me fucking crazy.
Being held accountable. People throwing things in the trash. And littering.
Littering.
This is funny.
Fuck my answer. Those are right. I don't even know myself anymore. I put willful ignorance. I put ignorance, but willfully is like, littering drives me loco. You're right.
Littering. I haven't even my inhaler.
Littering and.
Oh, that was littering and so funny.
Smoking the reefer. Yes, ma'am. All right, we're going to do two more.
Back then, did you think we'd be friends for this long?
Oh. Back then being when we first met?
Mm-hmm.
When we first met?
Or that's what it just says.
Or like first starting our friendship.
Let's just say like first starting our friendship. Because if you take it back, you know.
Okay,
ready? You go.
I said yes, but not this deep or close.
I said absolutely not. But you have to think when we were started hanging out, you were with Brian.
We first started being friends. So I was like, okay, yeah.
No, it says back then, did you think we'd be friends for this long?
Yeah. So when we first started being friends versus when we first met, we were not friends when we first met.
Well, even when we start first being friends, because I feel like I was closer with Casey back then and it was more of, and so were you. And so it was like, yeah.
Hmm.
Let's be real. If you and Casey didn't stop being friends, we wouldn't have got this close. So thanks, Casey.
Seat's taken. For real. That's fucked up. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Casey.
Fuck.
Hey, it's real talk.
Oh, that's so true.
So it was meant to be. Yeah, you know, she had to go through some shit. You got to go through some shit, but you know how it goes.
I do. Actually, yeah. Fuck. Oh, okay. All right. That's so funny. I don't even know. I'm just going to be like, I wonder what she says. What is your favorite memory of us?
Dang.
Yeah.
There's so many, though. That's the hard part. We're at freaking 16 years of being friends. 16 years.
Favorite memory of us.
Damn, this is hard. There's so many memories, though.
Yeah. Honestly, this is a win-win-win. This is a win-win-win question. Truly, truly. I'm going to say, quite frankly,
what?
This is a trick question because any answer is the right answer.
No.
I want to know your answer, though, because I forget things. You remember so much more than me. Remember that one time? But that's the recipe for a best friendship.
Yeah.
It's like one of you can't remember shit, got that CRS. Okay,
I have like three answers. Okay, it's just what not... is
it? It's true. Okay. I don't know
okay,
my answer.
You go for it. Was it you go who? Okay.
This was me for me.
Okay. When you didn't have a license, driving you to guys' houses to get fucked and picking you up. But we had, they're like funny times. And then when we like go hard dancing at clubs, that's probably one of my favorite things. And then laughing so hard till we're like crying, you know, at podcasts and at home, like where we don't go anywhere. Let's say when we don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so true. DUIs ruin lives, fool. They don't ruin my game. Mine, I'm gonna cover up the top one first, but mine was laughing.
Yeah, see, we
fucking
both put laughing.
Laughity titty laughter. Yeah. I put peeing in my jacket in Seattle.
What do I have to do with that? To do with that to be like.
It was when
Well, one of my favorite memories of you.
I know,
because
I'm just
we
kidding.
Were fucking clubbing. It was my birthday, you guys.
That was such
best
a good
birthday.
When, yeah, that was
they kidnapped
such a good
me
club.
From work and surprised me. I love surprises, and they kidnapped me. We drove to Seattle to see more of my girlfriends. It was all these
so basically that,
I
surprise was your favorite
It was my
thing.
Favorite fucking
You're
memory.
Welcome.
Like, you did so
You're
good.
Welcome.
Packed my fucking bag, and then that night we got so hammered you had to pee yourself often, and you were wearing my jacket.
Not in recent times.
Yeah, not recent times, but we were fucked up, and you were peeing in the parking lot, and you fucking fell
And I fell
I
over.
Like...
It looked so. Yeah, our outfits were so
were
good. And I fell over, and nobody. And I will remember this in a different way. Nobody fucking helped me except Chelsea Newberry was right there by my side.
Legend.
Fuck all you other bitches.
And I even filmed it. I
yeah,
was
you filmed it. And I was like, "What
anything.
Is this?"
I was like, "I will be filming this." So
oh
I got receipts still. That
Just
video.
Just show your true colors when someone.
That's my best friend. She's a pee-pee bitch. Get her own jacket. Oh wait, no, that's mine.
Oh my God, please don't tell me your knee is.
The problem is,
oh, so
is
funny.
I pee so much when I drink and in just in normal life. So I can't help it.
Fuck, that's great. Well,
that
thank
was
you so
fun.
Much.
I love that. Thank
you.
Diving right along, you know, because we are, I was going to say for time, we're going to power through this, but I wanted to talk about our like first official formal kind of Next to Coup app. Mm-hmm. A little commercial break here for our affiliate. Kush cards. Kush cards. Spelled K-U-S-H. K-A-R-D-S. Kush cards. This is a woman-owned business. Okay. Founded by Lauren Christina. You can follow her on Instagram, RTS Instagram and TikTok. Follow her. And we also go to kushcards.com/realtalksundays. No spaces. And that's our affiliate landing. It's $5 off any order with a minimum of $20. Or you can go to our website and we have specific things that we really like that I've put on our website.
Oh yeah, the cards we like.
Bro,
that's
they
a good
have,
deal though. Oh, that's a good little coupon.
They have some of the cutest fucking non-traditional counterculture cards. Like she has cards, she's got little bags, she's got, you know, little fucking gift bags, especially for your stony baloney and gay fucking friends out there, right? I forgot the card that said I'm engaged, which is a really good one. This one, I'm so good. Santa came twice. Okay, come on, win. These are my favorite for the Halloween tonight. We take flight, and it's a little smoke. And then this one, I want to suck those titties. Who gives Halloween cards? Like, how fucking cool would that be? I never get a card on Halloween.
Fucking lame. We're not
thongs
doing
and bongs. Like, there's a lot of really funny, really original, quality fucking cards. She comes up with all of them. Like, super creative. Again, women owned. And quite frankly, go check them out because they're dope in more ways than one. They're fucking dope. We met her at Tramps Trade Show, and
she was super nice.
She's a boss ass bitch, and she's making it happen. So go support your own, you know, local businesses, but also her shit's really original.
And you could also, like, if you want to give us a Christmas card or something, you can get it from there.
Yeah, get it from there and send it to us. You'll know which one I like.
Yeah.
That dick was dope.
We need to start doing birthday cards from there, though.
Yeah.
That would be really cute, like, for people that are into those certain
things.
For
sure. I should do a little mini order and get
that
going.
That's what I was thinking.
I use all their shit, dude. I love their shit. But yeah, which really kind of puts us right now head first. Grab your fucking flues because we're going to talk a little bit about feminism. And specifically what I wanted to talk was modern day feminism and like where we're sitting with that. But in order to really understand modern day feminism, we need to hit a few points on how the fuck we got here. Now this, the more I was reading up on the history of feminism, the more like we are designating an entire second episode, entire additional episode to just the timeline of feminism in the last few, you know, 100 years or so. And it deserves that respect. There's a lot of women we need to talk about, and there's a lot of situations where you're like, huh? And it needs this whole thing. I'm just going to give a brief overview. So we're like, okay, here's kind of the timeline, and then here's where we're at. Go. So we can talk a little bit about that. But like, honestly, too, is like how many of us and like our listeners really know the process of women's suffrage, like how long it took to get us here to vote, to write, to own houses, to marry the love, you know, of our life. And so the more I was going through this, the more I was like, okay, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. So stay tuned for that entire episode on that layout. And quite frankly, we're going to be hammered for that, because the more you get into it, the more you're like, I need a drink. Like, the more I was reading about, just like,
you want to drink and then talk about it?
You need to study it first. Study, okay. Just like drunk history, right? Study the shit first, and then we get drunk before we talk about it, because it's truly like, what? But yeah, so stay tuned for that. And then leading into is the number one buzzword here, which is feminism. And I think that's like a trigger for some, a buzzword for others, and people get all hoity-toity about the word feminist or feminism. And I literally want to read you the exact definition of feminism, because I feel like it's getting lost in translation here, okay? Feminism is a collection of socio-political movements and ideas that support the belief that all genders and sexes should have equal economic, social, and political rights and freedoms. Now, I get confused when I meet another woman who says she's not a feminist. That confuses me. You're telling me I do not believe in any idea or belief that we are equal to men. I struggle with it. Not even men. All genders, were all equal, but specifically women equal to men in this argument right now. And that, I struggle with that.
Well, I think it's because they're not understanding what that is. They just see social media, mm-hmm. and the internet, Google, because, you know, the feminist was, it's out ignorance. For years. Yeah, because when it's the same thing that goes with politics. If they see something and they see an extreme person out there repping feminism, mm-hmm. it's an extremist. That's,
yeah, which we'll talk about here, yeah. in a minute. This this extreme feminist, this rad fem, this, mm-hmm. radical feminist.
Yeah, radical, okay.
This is the, yeah. shit that people get caught up in, and we're gonna mm-hmm. talk about that, how not only in our culture, but where we're getting some other shit from, right? So pin a pin in that, but we need to talk about the waves of feminism. And the thing is funny, too, is everyone's up in their underwear about waves of feminism. And that term was first coined in, like, 1968. It was by a journalist, Martha Weinman, in her in her New York Times article, The Second Feminist Wave. And some feminists argue that it is such a mini metaphor for such a complex and various, you know, a, mm-hmm. big problem. You're giving it a small word. So people get caught up in this whole waves. But we have, you know, feminism starting back like 24 centuries ago. We flash forward to the Renaissance feminism, 17th century feminism, 18th century. We're now 19th century feminism, which is kind of where we take off, right? And we have our first wave, which to me, arguably, the most important one. This is the shit that the first real big domino tip. This is 1848 to 1920. And what happened in 1920? We got the right to vote. So women's suffrage, aka the right to vote, was this wave, okay? Mm-hmm. This first wave. And the thing is women we need to recognize too is this is Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Lucretia Mott, and Susan B. Anthony. These were this bitch's time to shine, because what was happening was basically the Stanton chick and Mott were like, hey, guys, so these men been talking for like 74 fucking years, and we don't even have a voice in this, and this is crazy. Like, we need to get together. So they start creating factions all across the United States, and they're like, we need to have a fucking convention to talk about how we're equal to men. And they hosted the first convention. It was in New York in 1848 in Seneca Falls. So they call it the Seneca Falls Convention. And it launched the women's suffrage movement. And they signed a declaration of sentiments that affirmed women's equality to men. And this is kind of what started all of this. Things are going on. Like, a couple years later, 15th Amendment gets ratified. What's, mm-hmm. the 15th Amendment? Do you know?
No clue.
Yeah. Okay. So the 15th Amendment grants all citizens the right to vote regardless of their race, color, ethnicity, or previous condition of servitude.
Oh.
Okay. So essentially at that time, black men could start voting. And, you know, Stanton and Mott were like, and B. Anthony were like, that's great. We love that. But like, okay, you missed them. Yes, you're right. You're on the right track. Everyone, all races should vote, but also and women. So fucking Stanton and Susan B. Anthony get together and they're like, fuck this. No, we want an amendment that says women can fucking vote. This is crazy. So Susan B. Anthony gets on the fucking horn. And meanwhile, she actually pitches this amendment to Congress, mm-hmm. and Senate was like, get that the fuck out of here. Absolutely not.
we can't have women thinking in buttons.
That's what I was going to say. The men just want.
So that's 1870.
And cook dinner.
Okay, 1870. They're like, asa fucking lily not. Years are passing. So 8 years is when she basically pitched to the Senate and they were like, get the fuck out of here. So while this has happened, we're starting to get momentum. Okay, associations are getting built. People are combining forces. Like, women are on the uprise. We're marching. We're getting our shit together. There's momentum here. And so on a state level, a bunch of really cool motherfuckers were getting people on the states being like, hey, can on a state level, can we vote? And Wyoming in like 1868 or 1869 was like, yeah, bitches, of course you can vote. Like, legal. Did you know that Idaho, what the fact,
what
was
the
like
fact?
Tied for the number fourth state in the U.S. to legalize voting for women on a state level? Crazy, huh? I didn't fucking know that. Especially what people think about Idaho, what I think about Idaho. Like, you never think that. So pretty cool. It was like Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Idaho. And then our fucking boy Woodrow Wilson, which I don't know if he's a girl's girl too. I don't know if he was for the women or if he was just like, I think I can get some serious fucking, you know, yeah, some movement here. Woodrow Wilson comes in and it's not until this fucking pompous ass white man goes, guys, listen, if you think about it, women actually like helped us win the war. Okay. Like, World War One was a doozy. They held down the jobs at home. They fucking provided all of our shit. Like, I think we can all agree they're pretty important and we should kind of let them vote. Okay. And it's like, he basically said, what was it? Fuck. Make the world safe for democracy was his whole ploy on why women should be allowed to vote. Okay. So he tried and cooks this pot up and then finally gets everyone on board. And in 1919, they fucking pass the original amendment Susan B. drafted 40 fucking 1 years prior, dude. We've been cooking for over four decades on, hey, we want to vote. Hey, we want to vote. Mm-hmm. And they finally are like, okay, yes, we'll let you vote. 40 fucking 1 years later, and Susan B's like, thank fucking God, August 26, 1920, the 19th Amendment comes along. And what's the 19th Amendment? Yeah, dudes, this shit I didn't fucking know either, right? 19th Amendment is where you cannot deny a citizen's vote based off sex. Okay?
Okay.
That's your 19th Amendment. And these are important things to remember because we're going to have future episodes on what the fuck's going on here. And now that you have context, you're like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's the first wave. Those are your top hitters. There's way more, and we will split that up in a different one. Second wave. This is the reevaluation of traditional gender roles in society, okay? And this is the end of, like, sexism and discrimination. This is your, like, mid-1960s to...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, going that way. And so you have Betty Friedan. She published A Feminine Mystique, and three million copies were sold. Boom, we're launched, right? They were like, all right, second wave's here. Everyone load in. And it really kind of caught the tail wave of like the civil rights movement, how people didn't want to fucking go to Vietnam. So they were kind of riding the coattails of that energy with a pivot and an emphasis of like, but women's rights though, right? Like, those still matter, right? And so it then started to pick up more of a political game. And you got some two boss ass bitches that finally established the first like female political party in 1971. Yeah. National Women's Political Caucus in 1971 by these two chicks. And this is all of a sudden in the 1970s, we're getting the Equal Pay Act, right? 1973, where the decision of Griswold versus Connecticut in 65, Roe v. Wade, 1973. Right. And Roe v. Wade, we will have another talk about because it's not about abortion. It is, but it isn't, right? Mm-hmm. It's a bigger picture. It's a microcosm. So put a pin in that one. But that's where all these are coming to fruition. And Congress passed the Equal Rights Amendment in 1972, but a lot of the conservative side didn't see it pass because enough states didn't get on it, so it wasn't ratified. And so you have all of this happening in the feminine movement in the 1970s, right? They're still trying to solve, like, with all the indifferences going. But what's happening is within this, like, we agree that we deserve, you know, to be equal pay and not be fucking groped at work. But also what's separating us women is now still the race card. And so you have a lot of what was considered like pretentious white women talking about we need to be equal, equal, equal. And even within the women, there was all this separation, all these factions of like Latinas, Black women, Asian American women.
Native and like, Americans.
Not to mention too, indigenous individuals didn't get the right to vote till years after women, got 1920. And then Asian Americans way later than that. So like we're still fucking, they called it what, hegemonic? hegemonic feminism, where you're just, yeah, the representatives of the oppressed are still white. And yeah. So there was an even deeper issue with that, which is abso-fucking-lutely. And then everyone's kind of divided, so it starts to lose steam by, like, the 1980s. Everything's kind of like, okay, yeah, women, women, women. And then it's like, all right, third wave. We're diving in. And this is where we want to tackle the existing problems, because nothing really got solved. We got things moving for sure, and some acts are, you know, in place. But the sexual harassment in the workplace, and then there was a shortage of women in power. And a lot of women start looking around being like, this ain't math. The math ain't mathin'. Like, there's too much. It's off balance, right? And this creates the whole, there's not enough seats at the table. And so the seats that are available to women are very slim to none. So we're forced to fucking fight each other because we're only picking over the seats, when really, what's a way to either get us at a different table or remove some of the men at these seats?
Yeah.
And you know, the term was coined, and then it really was when Anita Hill testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee about her sexual harassment case against the Supreme Court nominee at the time, Clarence Thomas. So she was talking about her shit in her sexual harassment case with him. And so a lot of this, like, narrative around the year of the women, this was then. And things are starting to really pick up steam for, like, we want this. We want to be safe in the workplace. We want to fucking get paid, yes, but we also don't want to fucking get groped. And we also feel like we deserve to be at the top as well. We're just as educated. We've put just as much time and money and effort into this occupation. We should fucking get paid. Not to mention, you fucking know we were doing all the work anyways. Like, we deserve equal pay. And also, it kind of pivoted from more of a more of like a reform to a rebellion. It was like, fuck, music, pop music started coming out, right? Early 1990s and shit. And this kind of goes to like the early 2010s. And this movement was a little more opened to all sexual preferences, a lot of like intersex, you know, and people of all different sexualities. And it also was a power, like, a start to the power movement of like sexuality and individuality and almost like fuck traditional feminism, yeah. Right back then, 1920s, thanks for the right to vote, but fuck it, I get to wear what the fuck I want, cut my hair the way I want. You start to see a lot of this. And yeah, we can talk about, you know, this is also to the introductory of trans rights and like just really opening the family that mm-hmm. like not just women, but all of us, you know what I mean? But specifically everybody but men, because y'all ain't talking about anybody but men. And now we have the fourth wave. This brings us to present day. This
There's
is
a fourth
fucking
one?
Now what we're in right now. This is fourth wave. It's still the continuation of the mm-hmm. third, which is the continuation of the second, right? In addition to, we are now turning our focus on the attention to the systems that are in place causing this divide. And so it kind of kicks off like, yeah, early 2010s, right? And they really say that Me Too, you know, in like 2008 with Tanner Burke, was really the catalyst to kicking off fourth wave.
That was in 2008?
Yeah, I was like, yep, 2007, I think. 2007, wow. End of 2007, 2008. And really looking at the technology that we're using to communicate, how fast information is spreading, right? And continuing to grapple with the concept of intersexuality. And that shit overlaps, dude, especially too as a woman who's bi or gay or trans individual, a trans woman who's trans, you know, or a trans man, formerly a woman, still deserves the healthcare. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit starts to overlap. And this is getting us to contemporary feminism right here and now. So, like, you know, Western culture and where we're at in the United States and like what we hear and like this whole right now, I feel personally, it's this narrative of we don't need men. We don't want men. Men don't like us. Like, y'all don't fucking love us. You don't like us. You don't take care of us. You're killing us. Like, we don't like you back now. And then you have like this 4B movement narrative, right? And that's kind of the vibe that I feel as a woman in my mid-30s right now in fourth wave feminism. That's kind of the narrative I'm feeling. How about you?
You feel that?
That's exactly how I feel. Yep.
Well, the 4B movement was started in South Korea.
Yes.
See, I did my research.
I love that.
Yeah.
But like,
and
when
they did
it,
like protests and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
But like, when it comes to where you're at in feminism, like in modern day Western feminism, like where, and I think I even wrote as a happy married lesbian, How are you feeling towards society about modern day feminism?
I think it's a little different for me because I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of the angst that you feel when these things are going on, mm-hmm. you have more angst because you're like, oh my God, my daughter. Mm-hmm. Or you know what I mean? Like that's your instant, like, I'm going to be okay, but what about my daughter? Mm-hmm. For me, I don't have, I mean, I definitely care what happens to people, but I don't have that immediate angst mm-hmm. When it comes to certain things, but I probably should. I just don't.
Yeah.
But I think because I'm also, it's not affecting me in the moment mm-hmm. personally, unless you think about equal pay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the workplace would be the place that I would feel those things, but yeah. not like in my normal life, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I could be oblivious. I'm not sure.
I was going to say, would yeah. it be maybe you have similar to what we talk about, your pain tolerance, where you've just gone about your life living that this is the expectation, so therefore my reality matches it or aligns it, and then you realize that, oh, shit, I don't have to live like this, or yeah. like, shit, I didn't realize it was this bad.
I think I just live in a fantasy world sometimes, mm-hmm. and I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't watch all the stuff you watch.
Yeah.
I don't listen to all the stuff you listen to. So it's a bit different for me.
Yeah.
You fill me in of what's going on is kind of what.
Yeah. And like my fear is ultimately, and that's the thing too, is like, where are you going to borrow worry for the future? Yeah. For, you know, so you're very much like, I don't have capacity for mm-hmm. that. And that's the hard part is like, I think when shit happens, like an overturn of Roe v. Wade, and how that actually is one part of a very large, large thing that took place. And that's just one string that pulls to unravel. Like they're, you know, ultimately trying to undo the things that you live your entire daily basis in your life on. Mm-hmm. Like you just married your wife.
Yeah, you've brought that up. Is like, aren't you scared?
That's great.
That's going to.
They will not deem you guys.
I definitely have thought about that.
And even yet, and like the way, Jeff, we bitch so many times about how fucking much you deserve to get paid.
Yeah.
And how the guys next to you and like the levels of work that you are doing. Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't do that. We're fucking linear. Why is that not happening? And that, how many times has that happened to me where I'm mm-hmm. like, what the fuck? That guy got signed on at six figs, but I'm still doing his fucking work. Jared.
That happens all the time.
The fuck up and do your job. Why am I doing it?
In general, that's happening every day.
Every way, because that's what it's built off the patriarchy. It's built off men first, women, whatever's left, you know? And then from there, the fucking race wars take place. And it's nutty. And to me, when I step back, I'm literally just like, this is crazy. This to me, I feel like I'm not, like I'm in something surreal, because we can't take a step back and look at how fucking crazy this is that you don't think women, that people are equal to each other. You don't genuinely think that through trained, whether it's the skin color, your skin, the type of genitalia between your legs, you don't think we're fucking equal. You're better at that than me. And I love that for you. And I'm better at this than you. And we're great. And this whole like men versus women shit is blowing my mind, because it's causing such a fucking divide. And the craziest part is men, you're being told you're the fucking problem, which ironically, you're also the fucking solution. And it reminds me of like this whole anti-consumerism, like, stop buying shit. But also it's the corporations really mm-hmm. that need to turn. Women are screaming, stop fucking hurting us. Give us equal pay, equal rights. And men are over here like, no. And then they're mad when we're like, okay, then we're done. And the part that I don't understand is, if you boys and men raised better men and checked each other and kept accountability within your peer group with your dad and your grandpa and your son, this shit would come to a screeching halt.
Well, you have to think, when it comes to the women's rights and stuff that they're trying to take away, it's all a power switch because of this 4B movement, kind of a thing of I just want to do my career.
Tell me what you know about 4B. Tell me
that it's more women want to be career driven and not worry about dating and kind of X off men, right? Like they're focused on their career, focus on this, and they don't want to have kids and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. more people don't want to have kids because the world is a wreck, right?
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is that those things and laws are put in place because if women really go by that and focus on their career and don't have kids, guess what happens?
The economy suffers. No, the economy explodes, but it's not built for us to do that.
Right.
This is a patriarchal society.
And then there's no kids. The reproduction.
Well, this is exactly why Korea is on the map.
No, but I'm just saying that's all it is. Yeah. People want to say, oh, it's this and this. It's all about money. It's
government money.
And so.
And that's the heartbreak of it all is that's the thing, too, is like because you've built this patriarchal society, we are now damned if we try and do this. And that's the real root of 4B. And it's hard to call it a movement because I think what happens, we talk about these rad femmes, right? Similar into Western culture, like the most radical, the most outrageous party gets the most camera, right? The most camera time, the most narrative, the most action. And that's how I feel about this because like it's actually a very small group of women in South Korea. Like, but the original like bulk of it too, you got to understand like 4B is you're exactly right. Is they were like, one, they were getting basically feminine, like murked. Okay. We're getting assaulted. We're getting brutal murders. Okay. You are showing us men. You are showing us you don't like us. You're not protecting us. You don't want that. Right. And so as a way of safety and protocol, they're withdrawing from this. And because in South Korea and Korea and a lot of places, workplaces penalize for you choosing to have kids and you don't get certain advantages because, oh, we don't think you're fit for that role because you're now a mom now. And we know your time's going to be split. You're not going to give what Todd would give. And so it's there was a lot of penalties for that anyways. They were setting up roadblocks. And dare I call it a movement? I think what's happening is America's picking it up and running with it because we're fucking over it. We have a lot more people who are a lot more women and trans individuals and just everybody, the alphabet mafia that's like, yep, nope, we're in. So they're taking this movement across, you know, in Korea, a very small one over there. And actually it's not looked at as something big over there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people kind of turn their nose up at it because it is so radical. And quite frankly, the 4B.
Well, it's also South Korea and no one cares. Like that's what they're, no, I'm just saying that's what they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like they're just putting it to the side is what I'm saying.
And at the root of it, 4B is very transphobic.
Yeah.
Like it did not say equality or like, you know, all these things with our trans individuals. They don't see them as fucking women or men. And that's the thing that hangs me up on what I'm seeing here is everyone's preaching 4B movement. You got some of these women who are like, I've accessed 7B, 17B, 20B. And it's starting to pivot from making the men look at the pain that they are causing and asking them to please fix this because we're trying to fix it and you need to get on board or your economy is going to suffer. Your working class and human capital is going to plummet. And that's exactly what's happening in Korea. And that's why it came about is because they're scrambling because their fucking population's plummeting and they got a bunch of people elderly heading into the retirement and they are lacking work funds. This now gives them not as much play in the fucking global economy.
That's what America doesn't want, is what I'm saying.
And so we have this on the Western front. We take this small little pill and we exacerbate it over here because we're all so fucking oppressed and upset about it. But you got to understand when we talk 4B movement, be careful because one, is it a movement? Starting to be over here, we need to, I think, call it something else because 4B includes transphobia and I'm not about that either.
That's weird.
I'm about fucking equality. And that's so ironic is you have all these people that are promoting 4B, but now it's going into misandry, okay, which is just the female misogyny. And that's what I think I struggle with personally is these women who are so radical, they're like, fuck all the men, we don't need them. And then they're fighting up against these traditional women who are like trad wives. I actually do love being a stay-at-home mom, homemaker, fucking family.
This
aesthetic.
Is my dream to have kids.
It's
what do you mean?
My fucking dream. Yeah. And these bitches are pecking at each other. And it's like, you guys, stop it. Like, women, we are smarter than that. For God's sakes, you're making it no better than they are. Like, we are no better than our men counterparts for what you're doing. This hatred, this misandry towards them. And it's like, because we're done, like we're fucking tired, right? And it shouldn't be our problem to fix. They need to fix themselves. And at the cost of that, you're going to cut off your nose to spite your face, men, if you don't get your shit together. Because we, truly, there are ways that we don't need men. And then you have the questions like, what do you mean you don't need them? And then how that must feel to be a man in today's society Wow.
And you're like, wait, but I'm a good guy.
I'm
like,
a good fucking guy. This, yeah. Yeah, but at 100 bags of Skittles, if I told you 3 of them would kill you, sis, would you eat the bag of Skittles?
Yeah. That's
no, you fucking wouldn't. I'm not okay with, like, everywhere I go being scared I'm going to die. You guys don't fucking like us, and you're not showing us that you do with your actions. You're actually doubling down and saying it's our fucking problem.
Yeah.
And it's such a fucking man thing to say, and I hate it because it's not only dividing our country and our world when it comes to this feminism, dude. Our world's divided with this lack of equality between the sexes.
I was
going to
say, it's a multi-factor issue.
Everyone. For millennia, dudes, Egypt's like, I'm talking, we've been feeling this for a very long time. This is generational. And then you have on top of that, ethnicity divides. So we as women can't even fucking get together because they, men, typically at the top, are factioning us by religion, socioeconomic, social life, fiscal, you know what I'm saying? Like, ethnicity, religion, mm-hmm. like all of these different factions. And it doesn't make sense to me when you have these women on this scale of feminism and they're fucking pecking at each other. Because at the root of it is, one, we're all fucking equal. And two, I want you to do whatever makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you have a power to choose what makes you happy is why I'm a feminist. Man or woman, we are equal. Get your fucking bag. Marry who the fuck you want to marry. Be who the fuck you want to be. Show up authentically. Because we got one life, then we die.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I think, is what is really hanging me up about this feminism, this modern day feminism, is it's not serving the purpose of healing and growth amongst women. It's almost dividing us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it because we're so smart. And, like, I struggle with that, too. I struggle with it. I think I've told you this, too, is this I dabble in misandry, too, because I'm sometimes I'm just like, fuck, man, they're dumb. Like, they should
go away.
Yeah,
then we're like, ooh, we shouldn't say that.
Are we still doing this men thing? Like, ladies, what's the thing? Because I'll go either way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care either way. I'm indifferent right now, but I do like them. They're great, and I have a son, and I need to remember that. And my job is to raise the next generation mm-hmm. of good fucking men. But, like, I'm so confused as to why we're so divided. I feel like we're all on the same page, different. Like, I feel like same book, different chapters. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand what's the problem is.
It's just because people are easily influenced. That's all it is.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I guess perfect example to you, like, right? And I guess specifically about how we change this. So how do we change this? Specifically, like, within just the state that we live in and where we're at right now, how do we change this? Like, what do you think we need to do?
You're not gonna like my answer.
Well, it's your answer.
I don't think we can change it. We okay. can't do anything about this.
So you don't think we can do anything about this?
No.
Why?
Like, I feel like that's delusional if you think we can make a change, like us too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Using our platform, our voice, and what we
stand
for.
Well, if we got famous, yeah.
Okay. What about before we get famous?
I mean, just voting local stuff.
Yeah.
I would say that's real. I'll say that. If you want to make a local change in your state, that mm-hmm. is realistic. That's all I know. That's all I would say.
But ultimately, you think it is delusional to think that one day women will be equal to men or that we will all be equal.
Yeah.
I do agree with you on the yeah. delusion, right? Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not the world we live in.
Yeah.
But I don't agree that it is out of reach for us to achieve within our lives, within our state, within our city, in our community. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely something where, like, yeah, we have to put up the fight. The fact is, too, is like 1920 is when we got the right to vote. And I can only imagine if this fucking Susan B. Anthony and Stanton mm-hmm. bitches were like, it is going to be, ladies, it's going to be delusional if we think we're going to be able to fucking vote.
Yeah.
That's what I hear when I hear you say that.
Well, I'm just saying, I think it shifts so much if yeah. with just that history lesson. Like, you have to think, like, gay people, like, was not all the way shamed upon back in, like, the days of like Alexander the Great and stuff like that, men were hooking up with men all the time and women. Like it was a fluid thing. And that was like, okay. And then it went to where people are being killed for being gay.
Religion.
I'm just saying though, like it's such a roller coaster that, I mean, I truly believe we're not going to see women be equal before we die.
Yeah.
I definitely don't think that.
Which, because I predict, you know, another 40 years on us, right? Good 70, 80, 40, 50 years on us. So you're thinking the next half century at best, we are not going to see this needle move.
Well,
are people,
when I say our people, I mean the world.
Yeah.
Or let's just say United States.
Fucking keep it. We'll keep it Idaho.
Okay.
Like at this point, like,
well,
sure.
Okay. Like, but yeah, just Idaho in general, they all voted for Trump. Like,
I'm not
saying they should have not voted for him, because I mean, I get it. So,
hopefully we got good eggs.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, and people are so, I just don't believe in people, I think, is the issue, that people are so brainwashed and so believe everything they see on social media. Like, I could look at those, this is an example. I saw those videos of those drones yesterday, and I was like, Jesus, what's going on around here in New Jersey and stuff? And I'm able to look at that and go, some of this could be AI. I need to take a step back and rethink this, and I'll find out, like, if, you know, whatever. Ultimately, we're never going to know what's truly going on, but people can't think like that. They just can't. No, yeah, I'm just saying. It's a small percentage.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I find it delusional, because people can read or watch a video like that and believe it. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. They're thinking X-nay, or not X-nay, they're thinking it's aliens, right?
Yeah.
So I'd say a high percentage of the world right now, well, let's just say the U.S., think those drones are aliens.
It's a mix of both, drones and...
But do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to explain.
Allegedly, supposedly.
Like, we're never truly going to know. Let's be real.
Yeah.
It's all an agenda.
I mean, absolutely it is. And I think that's the hard part, too, is like, is if we let this bystander effect mentality.
Yeah, that's me.
Towards.
I'm okay,
you know,
with
which, quite frankly, and I mean this respectfully, you represent the masses, Val. Like, a bulk of our listeners are like, yeah, I see it about this. I don't have capacity for that, right? And it's to a point where I think we're going to reach our threshold where that is not okay.
But I don't know a lot of people that agree with me.
That agree with – no, I think they align with you, that they're very similar to where it's this level of indifference.
Who would, like, I talk – I've never talked to anybody that agree. They look at me like I'm crazy, like you do.
I feel like you represent the masses, quite frankly.
I'm just saying, any friends that I have don't feel
well, because
the same
our
way.
Friends group are very successful, educated, mostly white women. But, like, we have a lot of friends that are fucking in tune to, we need to be equal. And I think that's what's happening, is this momentum is picking up specifically in Western culture, because we feel the oppression so heavy, and we admire what's happening across the pond in this movement, and we like this idea, but it's putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. But what all we're doing is basically saying, okay, uncle, but then we're going to choose for sheer safety and to stay alive. And also, we don't have access to fucking healthcare, so we're not going to have sex with you. We're not going to date you. We're not going to have kids with you. We're not then, because we can control that. And that is our voice, right? And what we're doing, and that affects, unfortunately, and the painful truth is, there's a seed of truth in that, is it's going to take 30, 40, 50 years to see the evidence of people not wanting women, not wanting to fucking reproduce, women being brutally murdered and attacked, to where we're seeing it affect our economy, our human capital, the fucking, our parents going into retirement is coming up, and there ain't enough people, and the math ain't mathin'. And so
it's
the
like
government's
Handmaid's Tale.
So the government is taking over, right? Like, we've seen this. Yeah. We're watching it on television. We joke about it. We're having narrative around it. People, most of the women who have the fucking clitoris to get out there and do something about it, we watch them and we cheer them on. We share their shit and we like and we talk about it. But it's like, at the end of the day, what the fuck can we do to dismantle this patriarchy? Because it's not serving us. It's killing us. And I don't think it's something that we can just be like,
So what are you going to do then?
I think it comes down to, well, one, what we're doing right now, which is self-reflecting and educating, okay? Because the eye-opener on the fucking history and the little things that we skipped over, but the things that happened in these moments not too long ago, I think we really need to examine where our true beliefs on feminism and like how we feel about ourselves and our fellow woman, where those came from. And I've noticed people in my friend group that are raised by men or work in a male dominated field or are blue collar working broads and they have a different mentality. I struggle with women who voted for Trump and that mentality, very traditional, right? And so I think we need to really look at where these biases came from. We need to self-reflect and we need to talk about that. And talk about it with curiosity, not judgment, which is difficult to do. Where did this come from? Why am I feeling this? And then really open up the discussion about assumptions and gender as well. And then I even put other things too, because I was like, fuck, how can I what learn about feminism history, theory, what the fuck our rights are. We didn't know any of this. Dude, I didn't know any of this when I started. I was like, what the fuck is the 15th Amendment, 19th Amendment? We got plenty of other amendments we don't know about. We
could even go on a research of like Susan B. Anthony herself. Oh, for sure.
No, she's a badass
and
bitch.
Like her, what she did to make it to that point.
Yeah, and quite like, frankly.
Like, what? How did she do it? What did she
How
do?
Are you, yeah, girl, yeah. How are you waking up every day? They hated you back then. And we got way more technology. Like, she got the entire United States to faction and come to this fucking New York meeting, most of them anyways.
Yeah.
We can communicate with people across the ocean in 0.2 seconds. What the fuck? Why are we're so divided that we're using the technology to divide and not, you know, not get together. And like the thing is too, is like challenging gender norms as well. This was one I put in here, is be aware on the language and the actions that perpetuate gendered stereotypes. Christina and I talk about this all the time. Fucking pussy. Like, how the fuck a pussy is weak? Explain that to me, because if you've ever, she even says, like, do you ever kicked a
fucking wimp?
Like that you're lesser than, right? That must be a woman driving. You know, these stereotypes, these things.
We do all the time. Oh, a man made this.
The worst thing I say, too, is like, did you look or did you man look? And it's like, oh, fuck, I do it, too.
I say, well, Kayla looks like a guy, like when she looks for something.
Or like the other day, I was like, Kayla, you are no better than a man.
Yes, you said that.
And you're gross. Like, ew. Like.
You did say that.
And so it's, okay, it's this like awareness now of it. I was like, fuck, dude, not only do I do it on the misogynistic type, I do it on the Sandry as well, because sometimes I'm so fucking icked by men and how stupid they are. And I'll, you know, all these things, you just go. And then another one too is like challenging gender norms. Men are good parents. They are good stay-at-home parents, like speak against sexist jokes, shit my fucking dad says, right? And I heard, we were literally in Burger King yesterday, my kid wanted to play, and this little boy was screaming like, ah! And his grandma goes, "Stop screaming like a girl." And I was like, "Oh, if he screamed like a boy, could he still scream?" And I looked at him. I was like, "You just gotta scream like a boy so you can keep screaming."
And what'd she say?
She just. And I was like,
changing the world one day at a time.
Fucking think about what you're saying, but that's the thing too. I don't get that coming from like my grandma pops off with shit like that. And her generation being like, bitch, the fight's still fighting. What are you saying? But we don't realize we're doing
it. Weird, yeah.
We don't realize until the fucking cake's pulled out of the oven. We're like, shit, we didn't add flour. That sucks. Like, we gotta start over. But I mean, it's a great encouraging men to express emotions openly with each other, because they have to work towards basically dismantling toxic masculinity. There's a lot of that, right? And that, quite frankly, is a whole other episode, speaking with really great, very wonderful men I think we need to bring on here and shed some light on this, but also supporting women's roles in higher up. Like, this is crazy. We deserve to be in the Senate. We deserve to be in the House. We deserve to be on the board. We deserve to be in the chair. We deserve to be the owner. And it's really having the narrative around that, having conversations around that, speaking to people who, and that's the thing is like, I do genuinely want to understand where you and other people are coming from. I do. And I think the more I understand, the more I'm like, okay, I get it. But also I think that gives me more fuel to the fire on how I need to phrase things to win them over to understanding, oh shit, pretty much everybody should be behind feminism. And the fact that you're not is concerning. And I don't want to like pull you guys, but I just want you to be aware and start thinking about that. But like, discuss the impact media fucking portrays on this. have some critical thinking. I am also guilty of that. I will jump on the bandwagon until someone pops a hole in it. And then I'm like, hey, wait a second. But I'm also.
Like recycling.
Recycling. Fuck. TBD.
Yeah. Another time, another place.
And then you have like, you know, systemic changes. So you want to advocate for systemic changes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, vote, bitch. You need to start voting. You need to educate yourself.
Are you talking
yourself.
To me or the
I'm
listeners?
Talking to you, and I'm talking to you at home. I am talking to all y'all who aren't sitting on this indifferent, this bystander, especially if it is local. Educate yourself and go vote, because it does matter and they count up.
I will. We're one of the first. If I believe in somebody.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I voted for governor. Mm-hmm. That's the first time I ever voted, was here in Idaho for governor.
Yeah.
It's because I liked her and I believed in what she was saying, because she talked about mental health and Idaho does not talk about that. Yeah. It's downhill. And so I voted for her and she didn't win, obviously. Yeah. Brad Little's still in charge. Mm-hmm. That was years ago.
And then you got to think how this impacts the seat at the mm-hmm. House. The seat. You know what I'm saying? It's like the people who are voting on it mm-hmm. up top. Okay, it does start local. Like, of course it starts with you. Like, of course it starts with us. But
I think we should do that. We should be voting for.
We should go support other fucking
stuff.
Women.
You have kids. You should be voting for every levy that goes through. Do you do
100%,
that?
Yeah. And we just moved to this that? Different city too. But yeah, this last
but
one, absolutely.
You
and then
will.
The one before.
Yeah.
And that I had a member, we talked about this when I worked at the bus company, and I was fucking working with a bunch of retirees who were like, we don't want another fucking levy.
Yeah.
We don't want this. And I'm like, fuck all you geriatric motherfuckers. My kids are going into this junior high.
They need
a goddamn gym and better teachers. You're gonna fucking die with your diabetes ass in 10 years. They're gonna graduate. Fuck you. And we already gave them money. It's our education, you fucks. Mm-hmm. And that's this like, this like ageist shit. This it divided by age. Like, it's just like, what the fuck? But you need to educate your kids. We need to support women-owned businesses and people who talk about and who represent the intersex with fucking gender, mm-hmm. and go to those businesses who are making an impact in that, who have safe, open spaces. And like, ultimately, be a fucking ally. If you know somebody that's about it, jump on that bandwagon and push support. If they're the one putting the narrative out there, back it. Put your fucking voting dollar where, put your money where your dollar is. Share your fucking like and shares and all this shit. Like, that's currency in our shit. Share that shit. Call out the patriarchy at any possible opportunity. And there are some funny shit where women, again, are going on this polar opposite where you're playing patriarchal chicken, right? Where I don't fucking move out of the way anymore. My biggest thing that I've been working on is when specifically a man like comes near me and I got to scoot, I say sorry. I go, oh, sorry. And I'm like, I need to stop doing that. And it's top of mind for me everywhere I go. I'm not fucking moving. You can go around. And also, I'm not sorry. I'm taking up this space. Not sorry. So I say nothing. And it's like, and I'm okay. I'm being perceived however I'm perceived, because it's my space too. And really challenging and holding men accountable for their actions, which is what the root of Me Too is. Mm-hmm. And all these fucking men, they're like, oh my God, these fucking women. Yes, bitch. And we're not going anywhere. We finally we're here. There's no going back. We have to go forward. And I swear to God, if I look up and I am in my 80s, and we're still fighting this fight.
We're going to be in our rocking chairs. Remember when we did that podcast over feminism and nothing's changed?
We should have killed all of them. Sooner. Y'all are going to fucking kill each other before we get to you. So fuck. Like, figure it the fuck out, you guys. Work together. Use our fucking platforms. Like, vote, motherfuckers, and be a girl's girl. Be a
I'll
girl's
vote,
girl.
Just not for president. How about that?
If that's what, yeah, sure. Sure. I'll take it, Val. Deal. Sold to the lesbian in the front. In the new house. But yeah, and it makes it, I think we even talked to you about being a girl's girl and how hard that is the higher up you get. Mm-hmm. Because there's slim pickings and there's not another other women up at the top. So when you get there, it's almost like you can't be looking out for your, because you need a competitive edge. They've pinned you against each other. And that fucking sucks. That happens with celebrity. That
women
happens physically.
Women are rough, man.
Women, when we can be very mean, especially when we feel attacked.
Vindictive.
When we feel like our shit's our shit's up at jeopardy or someone's going to take what we've earned, mm-hmm. bro, the claws come out. It's a defense fight. It's a trauma yeah. response, yeah. dude, at this point. I will end on this like random what the fact because I found okay. it and I thought it was so fucking crazy. This what the fact like stunned me a little bit. And it was published in the American Psychological Association Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. Okay. And the study was basically came to found that men feel worse the more successful their female counterpart is, their partner is. They feel worse about themselves when their partner is more successful. And men interpret their basically their partner's success as their own failures, even when it has no overlap of their achievement, no matter what the achievement, no matter what they're excelling in, even if it's something that they sucked at, it was actually even worse if it was something a man was terrible at and their wife excelled at. And they're taking huge self-esteem hits with these wins. And the ironic part is that when women had mates that were more successful than them, they thought fully optimistic about their future. They were so proud of them. Whereas men reported pessimistic about that. And they thought that when they basically see it as an attack on their contribution, right? So when women pick a mate, we look at how good looking they are, how successful they are. Like, can mm-hmm. they take care of us? Are they strong? And when men feel that they are not adequate enough, that feeds that insecurity. And so they are basically drowning in this, yeah, self-loathing and pessimism, feeling worse about themselves. So they can't even celebrate their partner because they're so riddled with envy and guilt based off of the patriarchy.
Yeah, how they've been
based
taught.
Off of what has been created. And so just like a food for thought there, how dangerous that is and how it literally is like, no wonder we can't breathe. Our own husband's foots are on our neck. Mm-hmm. Like that's our dads, unconscious, unbeknownst to them, our uncles, our fucking men around us. Don't even know they're doing it because they're having this response emotionally to our mm-hmm. success. So something to think about there. Start fucking there. Introspection. But thank you so much for joining us today. Real Talk Sundays. Share us with your mom and your dad. Follow us on Instagram. Not the X yet. I don't know about that. TikTok. And
everybody's
of course,
on the X,
I know,
though.
We need to get on the X. Threads.
They say whatever they want on there.
That's crazy. It's a wild west over there. And then, of course, go to www.realtalksundays.com. Enjoy our music. Check out Kush Cards.
Yes.
Plug that bitch. Go get you some funny ass fucking Christmas cards if there's still time. This
if
will
you
be
don't
after
think
Christmas,
they're
though.
Not, if you don't think they're funny, you have no sense of
Sorry.
Humor.
Then
like, you're out.
Don't
like,
listen to this yeah. podcast. yeah. Maybe just this like one section. But yeah. And of course, rounding this out is our Real Talk Sunday RTS song and artist of the week, Iluka, Iluka. This is Wings by Iluka. She's an Australian born, but current stateside. She's essentially a Dolly Parton meets fucking Stevie Wonder. She's a very interesting. I love this song. She just popped off with a new single called Cry Evil, which they say written as a fierce and bold reclamation of her autonomy and at a time where her right to her own body was under threat. So she declared the feminine as lethal and ultimately must cry evil. But yeah, she's been an artist since she was little. At the age of 7, started recording with her dad, who was a guitar maker and a songwriter. And she's just been putting out a lot of really awesome feminist music, just female empowerment music. I enjoy Wings, but check out her new single, Cry Evil. Quite frankly, you can't go wrong with her. She belts it. She's fantastic. Very interesting sign or sound. But love, peace, and chicken grease. Go do shit. Support your fellow women.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year in a few days by the time this hits your ear holes. Happy fucking New Year, guys. Go manifest and then, like, you know, do some introspection shit.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Grow as a person.
Grow. Love you. Bye.